Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And it is always a pleasure to have our next guest on the show. Colin Quinn joins us right now to talk about his new Netflix special, which is called The New York Story. Good morning. How are you?
Were you guys just talking about loading trucks?
Yes.
Only in Boston.
Yeah. Nowhere else.
Nowhere else.
Radio, you're like, listen, here's how you got to, you know, rely. Yeah.
Hey, there's a big protest going on, by the way, in New York about the Patriots.
There is?
Yeah, this guy who works for the New York Daily News says we have to, the world should boycott the Patriots because Belichick and Brady are friends with Trump.
Oh, my God. No, tell me that's not a real
It's a real story. It's a legit story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're a little busy to get really involved, huh?
This is George Orwell, you know?
I'm interested as a comedian what you think about what happened with Wanda Sykes at Comics Come Home this past weekend.
And Nick.
Did Nick tell you about it, Nick DiPaolo?
Yeah, I heard about it from a couple of people.
What do you think?
You know, I keep my ear to the grindstone when it comes to comedy.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I thought it was just one of those things that, you know what I mean? Look, how many times I've been booed off stage, let's not talk about it. But, I mean, it's just one of those things that happens. I don't know what happened, you know? But, I mean, like people could take either side like anything else. Like, oh, well, you know, it's a benefit and we should be political. But also people boo. The problem with the audience, sometimes they'll boo too early before you get to the punchline.
Yeah.
So they don't know what your punchline is yet. They're just booing the setup, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know.
I understood
know.
They were booing the setup, not that she didn't get to her punchline yet.
It could be. I think it's interesting with Nick because I think that there's obviously a lot of people who haven't seen Nick before because they, you know, they were outraged about his subject matter, but that's always his subject matter and his delivery,
I mean,
too.
That, I believe that that's what they should really be horrified by. That was his benefit set. This is a benefit for the kids. So I'm going to be, you know, I'm taking it down. That was Nick being PC, so they better get used to it.
Hey, the New York Story, it was directed by Jerry Seinfeld. Is that right?
That's right.
What's he like as a director?
He's he's like any good director. He's a bit of a tyrant, you know? But I mean, but he's Jerry, so I can argue with him, but I can't be like, if he wasn't a comedian and he wasn't Jerry, then you could be like, nah, that's not going to work. But he's like, really? Let me direct you to a show that's been running for 20 years after I shot it, after I wrote it. It's still on 8 times a night. And then tell me what works. So he's got that. He can throw right in your face.
It's
you played the Seinfeld card.
Yeah, right.
This is essentially the history of New York, a city that you know well, and a city that is we were just discussing, I guess, with regard to the boycott of the Patriots, but kind of all about whatever paranoia, prejudice, all that stuff that makes New York the city that it is, right?
Yeah, and that's a perfect example of, like, you know, the way New York, just the fact that people are actually saying we should boycott somebody for the way they think and the way they vote, it's like, that somebody from New York would say that makes me ashamed, you know what I mean?
It's like,
and the great thing about Boston is that people are very upfront, so you know what I mean? Like, if you're hearing somebody like Nick talking to DiPaolo on stage, he's going to tell you what he thinks, and people should be grateful they're getting how somebody really honestly thinks, not some slick prepackaged thing, you know. And it's the same with New York. New York was never like that. It was always very upfront, And now I feel like New York's getting very politically correct in a way, too, you know?
You do? Like, so do you find that when doing shows and stuff like that, that it's way more politically correct?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of our whole country is basically, when they hear certain ways, it's not even your thought process. And that's what I was saying about the Wanda thing. It's just when people hear certain words, they start to boo, you know? When they hear certain words, they don't even know what the... you have to give it time. Not everybody. Most people are still comedy audiences, and they understand, like, let me see where this is going, where it's coming from, and where it's going. But some people are just dumb or drunk, and then they'll just be like, wait, you said that. Hold on. And then when you haven't even got to where you're going with it, you know? So it's, you know, it's a combination. I'm not saying that people aren't instinctively like, wait a minute, I don't like that. But it's like... they do jump the gun sometimes, you know?
Well, I think that humor, in a stressful situation, humor is a great asset. And I don't know that in this country these days that people really allow themselves to laugh at things that are funny. I mean, you think about you, or we were just talking about Dennis Leary or Bobby Kelly or Nick DiPaolo, or you name the person. What percentage of what they say can be found to be offensive to somebody, but we all ought to be able to laugh at it. And that includes laughing at ourselves.
I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, if you can't, the whole point is comedy is a negative thing. It's not being positive, especially in Boston.
Yeah.
You can't get up there and go, you know what? I think actually things are going to work out pretty good. Just, you know, my relationship is tough sometimes, but I think in the long run we can compromise. That's nice to say, but that's not humor. Right. Humor is like, I'm going to kill her, I'm going to kill myself. That's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. It's a construction site. You know what? Those guys are working hard, so God bless them. It's cold. No. What's funny is that past construction site, they're standing there, they're drinking 4 cups of coffee, eating 5 donuts. You know what I mean? Like, that's where humor comes from.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Jack Simmons, I always quote. And he used to do this joke years ago, and the crowd was like, oh. And he goes, come on, folks, it's comedy. Somebody's got to get hurt.
Yeah, somebody has to get hurt. You're right? Yeah. Yeah.
That was his line. It was a great one, yeah.
That is.
So the New York story premieres on Netflix on Friday, right, Colin?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Awesome, buddy.
Are you coming here soon, or when are you going to be in town?
I hope so. I don't know why I'm not there all the time. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, it's the New York thing. Nobody likes you because you're from New York.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I always loved Boston, but I never understood how much they, because I was grew up on the Mets, so I don't really give a damn. So I never really connected with how much they hate New Yorkers, because I came up there like, I'm Irish. This is going to be my second city. It's going to be my home away from home. And it just never happened. And I blame all you close-minded Red Sox fans for turning on me. And they don't believe you're a Mets fan. When you get up there, they go, so you're Yankees. I'm like, well, Mets. They go, yeah, right. Like, they think you're trying to get out of a beating.
All right. Well, it's always great to talk to you. And thanks for coming on. And good luck with us, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, right. See you soon, bud.
All right. There's Colin Quinn. And his Netflix special is called The New York Story. It premieres on Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.